What's up, fellas? So today we're here to talk about the best way to get a woman attached. All right, guys, because once you get a woman attached, you own a bitch. All right? This goes to akin, guys, into getting a woman sold. All right? So here's the thing, guys. We, as humans, what's the number one thing that we value? Is our time, guys. Time is the most valuable thing that you have. All right? Your time. All right? I know a lot of you guys were going to think I was going to say money, but money is not the most valuable thing. Your time, guys. Your time is the most valuable thing. Why you think when you see these people go to court and stuff like this, they make them do community service sometime? Why not just get them a pay fine? They make them pay a pay fine too, but why not just make them pay a bigger fine? They know that just making you pay money doesn't make you invest as the way of we gonna take your weekends away. All right? That's the number one thing you need to remember, guys. So if you thinking making a girl pay for a date and shit like that, especially for me, guys, with me being finna be 39 years old this year, guys, the women that I'm gonna date are gonna probably more than likely be at least 27, 28, 29 years old. They gonna be into their careers. And paying 70, 80 bucks on a date or even 100 bucks is not a big fucking deal, all right? Especially up here in New York, that's not a big fucking deal. So you ain't gonna get a whole lot of attachment from a woman paying for the date, all right? It helps, but it's just not the number one way. The number one way, guys, is to get her to invest her time. Now, time and effort, all right? And I should say, let me throw that in there with it, guys. Time and effort. Now, what I've learned, for me, the best way to get a woman to invest is to get her to come to me, all right? Now, that's very big up here in New York, guys, because as you guys know, New York is a very big place. And it's not likely that somebody lives right by you, all right? I stay in the city. If I'm going to date somebody, more than likely they'll either live in Jersey or Brooklyn or Queens. A lot of people can't afford to live in Manhattan. I live in Manhattan. So the thing with me is I always try to get the women to come to me. Just that little effort, just that little 30, 40, 50-minute commute to see me in the city is getting them attached. Now, once upon a time, guys, it was a time where you could fuck a woman and that would get her attached. If you had fucked her and she gave you her body, she was attached to you, all right? She had made an investment with her body. That's no longer the case, guys. Today, to get that investment, guys, is about getting a woman to put effort into it, all right? And if she's coming to you and you can get her to bring a bottle of wine or something like that, that helps too. But mainly, the main thing is the effort in coming to see you. Now, here's the thing, guys. Up here in New York, women very rarely live alone because it's expensive to live in New York. Even women who are 27, 28, 29, 30 years old, a lot of them live with their parents. New York is very expensive to live. A lot of people up here can't afford to live alone. Either they're going to have a roommate, they're going to stay with their parents, or they're going to live with their kids. All right? Any effect means that they don't have their own place, which means that won't no fucking be going on in their place. All right? And so what ends up happening is, like I tell you guys, the logistics of sex. If a woman doesn't live alone, or she can't have company over, what the fuck am I going to her for? What, we gonna fuck in the car? Alright, at the end of this shit, after we get through with the date, I'm trying to do some fucking, alright? So I set the logistics of sex. You need to come to me. I have my own fucking place, alright? And let's hypothetically say the woman lives alone, guys. You still need to try to get the woman to come to you most of the fucking time because you're trying to get her to do the investment, alright? Now, if she lives alone or stuff like this right here, then obviously she gonna want you to come see her sometimes too. But still try to get her to come see you 75% of the time. Maybe you go see her 25% of the time, all right? Now here's the thing, guys. If a woman don't live alone and she wants you to come her way, what the fuck does that tell you, all right? Does that sound like a woman who's trying to set some shit up for sex? All right, so I want y'all guys to just take that into effect too now. If a woman stays with her parents, or she stays with her kids live with her, or she has a fucking roommate, unless the roommate is cool or something like that, or she got some cool parents, and she wants you to come see her, do that sound like a woman that's trying to do some fucking? All right, I want y'all guys to think about that now. Because women are very aware of the logistics of sex also, all right? So that's the thing. Number one thing you guys, that's a very important thing you guys need to know about. Women try to set the shit up too. So if she ain't trying to work with you on setting the shit up, maybe she ain't trying to fuck with you like that, all right? So that's the number one way to get a woman attached, guys, is you got to get her to fucking invest. Invest her time and her effort. I don't ask women to pay for dates. If they want to pay for dates and shit like that, they can knock themselves out. I ain't going to fight them over it. All right? I'm not going to sit there and be pulling a tug of war with the fucking checkbook and shit like that. But at the end of the day, guys, it's always about effort. All right? The girl I see on Sunday, she comes see me every Sunday, all right? And it's like a 45-minute commute. That's got her invested. She probably don't even know why she's so invested with me. I know why she's so fucking invested with me, all right? She commutes to come see me. All right, guys? And now, here's a thing that keeps coming up. I got a guy that asked me about burnout. So I want to get a little bit more deep in this because this is going to be very big for a lot of you guys that own your purpose. I don't want you fucking burning out and shit like that. So first thing I got to ask you is, are you sure this your fucking purpose? All right? Because I never had no problem with burning out on my purpose. The only issue I ever had was if I get too isolated for too long, I have to get out. All right? So that's why I tell you I took the weekends off. I never had no problem with working 80 hours a week on my purpose, 16 hours a day. I never had no problem with that. It's just that I live alone. And so I'd be isolated a lot. And so only problem I had was I had to get some fucking human contact. All right. That was the issue with me. Now, if that's your issue, I recommend you just take the fucking weekends off. Just like I did. I took Saturday and Sunday off. All right. Well, I didn't do no purpose. Maybe I trained a few clients in the morning time on Saturday, maybe two or three. But other than that, Saturday and Sunday was off. I didn't even work on my book, guys. All right. I didn't even work on my book. All right, because I ain't want to burn out. You guys got to understand something, too. When I keep on hearing this burnout, it sounds like you guys in a fucking sprint. Guys, this got to be a lifestyle. What the fuck are you rushing for? It sounds like you're in a dash to get to the finish line. All right, this is supposed to be a lifestyle. We supposed to stay on our fucking purpose. It's like you guys are trying to get to the fucking end zone. And so you can say, "Woo, I'm finished now. I can go back to doing what the fuck I was doing before I got on my purpose." Guys, you're going to be on your purpose to the day you fucking die. All right? Even me, the whole point of me is I'm still going to be on my purpose, but maybe I don't have to be on it 80 hours a fucking week. Maybe I can be on it 40 hours a week. All right? But I'm always going to be on my fucking purpose. I just got it to a point to where the business kind of runs itself. All right, and so I don't have to be 80 hours on it, but I'm still going Monday through Friday, 8 hours a day. I don't put myself in a position to do that. And the reason why, guys, you got to stay on your purpose, because remember, the whole reason we own our purpose is to fill that void, all right, so we don't get that long. It's not a dash to the finish line so we can get a certain amount of money, all right? It's about happiness. So if you're having a problem with burnout, you really need to look at, man, am I just doing something for money? Or is this really my purpose and my passion in life, all right? So that's the bottom line with that, guys. You need to fucking look at that and look and analyze it and see if it's something that you genuinely enjoy. Is it something you just tolerating that just pays well, all right? Because when I do this shit, I never felt like it was work. It's just on the weekend, I felt like I needed to get out and hang with my friends and socialize. We're social creatures, all right? That was the only issue with me. By Friday, I would feel like, okay, I need to get out tomorrow and socialize. I can tell I have been isolated too fucking long. But getting over that, guys, if you're on your purpose, set realistic goals, guys. I set short and long-term goals, and I'll make a video detailing that, but set short and long-term goals. Guys, I'm a trainer. I told you guys this. And people come to me and they want to lose 5 pounds a week, 10 pounds a week, all this and other bullshit, and I try to tell them, listen, set a pound and a half, 2 pounds a week goals, something that you can sustain long term. All right, this is a lifestyle. We ain't trying to do no shit on the flim flam. We are taking our fucking time and we're accomplishing our goals. All right, so set short term goals and long term goals. Short term goals would be, what are you trying to accomplish by this week? Just giving y'all guys an example, when I was working on my book, the only thing I would try to do is one chapter a day. One chapter a day, all right? That's what I did. I never tried to do three, four, one chapter a fucking day, guys. All right, that's what I did. I didn't want to go over that. And by the week, I wanted to do five fucking chapters, all right? And I gave myself a timeline to be done with the book, all right? I gave myself 6 months, all right? I didn't give myself 2 months to write a fucking book. I gave myself 6 fucking months, all right? That was my long-term goal, to be done with it in 6 months, to do one chapter a day, guys. All right, and then I would do stuff during the week. Sometimes I couldn't work on the book for the whole fucking week. If something went wrong with my security company or I had to fire guys, I couldn't work on the book for the whole week till I hired somebody else. All right. So I had delays on top of that. But I set short-term goals and long-term goals. And set shit that you can accomplish. Realistic goals, guys. All right. But it shouldn't be a chore, guys. All right. But getting back to the first point, guys. How to get a woman, the best way to get a woman attached, guys, is to get her to invest. Invest her time, all right? I know a lot of you guys think money is not our biggest investment. Our time is. That's the biggest thing you can give somebody, your time, all right? So if you can get her to invest her time, it takes her time to commute to you. She won't even know why she's getting so invested in you. Now, here's the trick, guys, with that. You got to give her a reason to want to keep seeing you. All right, because if she ain't enjoying your company, she ain't gonna want to commute to come see you. All right, this is why all the masculine frame passing shit tests come in. That's the main thing. All right, you need to keep her attracted to where she, when she get there, when she do her fucking commute, that she actually enjoys spending fucking time with you. All right, if you do that, she'll keep on to invest. All right, that investment, now she with you, you're in your masculine frame, you know how to pass a fucking shit test, you're on your fucking purpose, and now every fucking weekend she wanna fucking come see you. That's how that works, guys. That's the main thing you need to know, is that when she with you, you need to make sure that she wants to come back and see you again. All right, that's the thing. She ain't gonna wanna invest, guys, if she loses the fucking attraction. All right, you need to know how to keep her attraction level high. All right, guys, make these bitches invest. All right, guys. Like the video, comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holla back.